The narrative of the Book of Samuel isn't just about kings, conflicts, or champions. It explores how faith shapes what's to come.
Because Hannah resided with her husband,
Elkanah, in a modest Israeli village.
Elkanah
cherished Hannah deeply, but one sorrow burdened Hannah. She was unable to conceive. In that era, bearing children was considered a profound blessing, and Hannah felt deprived of God's favor.
Faith shapes.
Making matters worse, Elkanah had another wife, Peninnah, who had many children. Peninnah would taunt Hannah, causing her immense distress.
Foolishly.
One year, when the family journeyed to the temple to offer sacrifices, Peninnah's cruel words brought Hannah to tears, and she couldn't even eat. Elkanah attempted to console her. Hannah, why are you crying? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons? But Hannah couldn't shake off the longing in her heart for a child. Hannah went to the temple and prayed with all her being. She wept and whispered, Lord Almighty, if you look upon my misery and grant me a son, I will dedicate him back to you.
It is the Lord.
He will serve you for his entire life. As she prayed,
the
priest Eli observed her.
Let him do what is good in his eyes.
Eli assumed she was intoxicated.
He scolded her. Eat the food.
How long will you keep drinking?
Why is your heart so grieved?
Hannah quickly clarified,
better to you than 10 sons?
I'm not drunk. I am just deeply troubled and pouring out my heart
to
God.
Why are we losing?
Eli, realizing his error, said kindly, go in peace and may God grant your request. Hannah felt hope bloom within her and went home. Soon, God answered her prayer and she gave birth to a baby boy. She named him Samuel, which signifies heard by God. When Samuel was still very young, Hannah brought him to the temple to fulfill the promise. She brought sacrifices and said to Eli, I prayed for this child, and God granted him to me. Now I am giving him back to the Lord. He will serve him all his life. Hannah wasn't saddened to leave Samuel because she trusted that he would grow up close to God. Each year, she visited him and brought him a small robe that she made herself. Samuel grew, learning from Eli and serving in the temple. One night, when Samuel was still a boy, he was in bed near the Ark of the Covenant. Suddenly, he heard a voice calling, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel jumped up and ran to Eli, saying, Here I am. You called me. But Eli responded, I didn't call you. Go back to bed.
You have
this occurred three times.
Your God,
finally, Eli realized it was God calling Samuel. He instructed Samuel,
the Lord anoints
the next time
you
hear the voice,
over his inheritance.
Say, speak, Lord,
may you govern
for your servant
Israel.
Is listening. So,
the Lord
when God
has chosen
calls again, Samuel
to deliver the
responded,
people.
Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. God gave Samuel a message about
wine.
Eli's family and the future of Israel. Samuel was afraid
troubled.
To relay it to Eli, but Eli insisted. When Samuel told him, Eli accepted it, saying, He is the Lord. Let him do what is good in his eyes. From that day forward, Samuel became a prophet, and God's
victory.
Words always came to pass through him. Everyone in Israel knew Samuel was chosen
no
by God.
Is to be
the Israelites
to
were at
today.
War with the Philistines, who were fierce and powerful adversaries.
As the, Lord
the two armies assembled
in
at a place called Ebenezer,
his voice.
And when the battle
Behold,
commenced, the Philistines defeated the Israelites.
Sacrifice.
Thousands of Israelite soldiers were killed,
the Lord
devastating the people. Why did we lose? They wondered. Some of the elders proposed,
God commands
let's
you to
bring
utterly
the Ark of the Covenant
the
to the battlefield.
Spare
if we
no
have
one.
The Ark with us, God will surely help us win.
Take Agag away.
The Ark of the Covenant
the
was a sacred chest symbolizing God's presence.
To the Lord.
It was kept in the tabernacle and contained the stone tablets of the Ten Commandments.
Sacrifice.
The Israelites believed the Ark
the
possessed
the
great power.
He has rejected
Hophni
you as
and
king.
Phinehas, Eli's two sons, brought the
pouring
Ark to the battlefield.
Out her soul,
when the Ark
soul
arrived,
to the, Lord.
The Israelites shouted so loudly that the ground trembled.
As your
the Philistines heard the noise
childless.
And were afraid.
So
What's
shall
happening?
Your mother be childless among women.
The Israelites have brought their God into the camp. This is the God who defeated
why,
the Egyptians.
Lord, why?
We're doomed. But the Philistine leaders urged,
anoint.
Be brave.
Darkness,
fight like
soul.
Men, or
they
we'll become their slaves.
You.
The battle resumed. And despite having the Ark, the Israelites lost. Hophni and Phinehas were killed, and worst of all, the Philistines captured the Ark. When a messenger brought the news back to Shiloh, Eli was sitting by the road, waiting. the messenger announced, "Israel has lost the battle. Hophni and Phinehas
you
are dead.
You cannot enter.
And the Ark of the Covenant has
My
been
husband,
captured."
David is
Eli was so
ill.
Shocked that he fell backward off his chair. He was very old and heavy, and when he fell,
posts.
He broke his neck and died.
Find
he had
David
served as Israel's judge for 40 years. The Philistines took the Ark
Go
to Ashdod,
peel,
one of their cities,
and, may the God
and placed
of Israel
it in the temple of their god,
request.
Dagon. Dagon was a statue
Rest
that the Philistines
David,
worshipped.
I will not harm
they
you.
Thought having
I
the Ark in their temple
oath.
Would demonstrate their god's the power. But the next morning, something
Run,
strange
Father,
occurred.
Listen to me.
Dagon's statue had
loyal.
Fallen face down in front of the Arkansas.
What has he
the
done?
Philistines set the statue back up, but the following
I
morning, it had
it
fallen
like
again.
This.
And this time, its head and
Be
hands
strong,
were broken
Jonathan.
Off. Only the body remained.
Must go.
What's happening? The Philistines wondered. Then, a terrible sickness spread through Ashdod. People broke out in boils, and many died. The people said, "We can't keep the Ark here. It's causing all these disasters." The Philistines moved the Ark to another city, Gath, but the same thing happened. People got sick and many died. Terrified, they sent the Ark to Ekron, but the people there cried
out, "Don't
bring it here.
Looks at the outward
it will kill
appearance.
Us all." Finally, the Philistines realized they had to return the Ark to Israel. They called their priests and asked, "What should we do?" The priest said, "Send the ark back with a guilt offering.
Arise,
make golden
him,
models of the boils and rats that have afflicted you and place them in the ark. This will show respect to the God of Israel." The Philistines placed
I
the ark on a cart
Samuel,
pulled by two cows.
For God
the cows had never
me.
Been yoked before, but they walked
Why
straight toward the Israelite
to
town of Beth Shemesh, moving
Choose
all the way. The Philistine leaders followed at a distance to ensure
me.
It arrived safely.
Why do you tremble,
when the
men?
People of Beth Shemesh saw the ark,
We cannot
they
fight
were overjoyed.
Him, my king.
They took the cart apart
afraid.
And used the wood to make a fire for a sacrifice
do
to God.
Do not worry about this
The cows
Philistine.
Were offered as
I
a burnt
will go
offering,
and fight him.
But some people treated the ark carelessly and looked inside it, which was forbidden.
I went after the lion,
God struck,
struck
them
it,
down
and rescued
as a warning
the lamb.
To respect his
and
holiness.
When the bear attacked
the people
flock,
of Beth Shemesh then sent the ark
well.
To Kirjath-Jearim, where it
I
stayed
go
for many
these,
years.
For I am
after
not
the ark
to
of the covenant returned to
heavy.
Israel, it remained in Kirjath-Jearim for many years. During this time, the Israelites felt distant from God because of their disobedience. They began to realize that their troubles, defeat in battle, the loss of the ark, and their suffering
come
stemmed
here, boy,
from turning away
and I
from
will
God.
Give your flesh
Samuel,
to the birds.
Now a grown man and a respected prophet,
sword,
spoke to the
spear.
People.
But I
if you want to return to the Lord with all your
Lord
heart,
Almighty.
Get rid of your foreign gods and serve him only. Then he will save you from your enemies, the Philistines. The people listened to Samuel. They destroyed their idols
child,
and prayed to God for
and I have
forgiveness.
Dedicated him to the
Samuel
Lord as
gathered
long as he
everyone
lives.
At
the
a
Lord
place called Mizpah to pray and offer sacrifices to the Lord.
The Lord
While the Israelites were gathered
hands.
At Mizpah, the
Victory!
Philistines saw this as an opportunity to attack. The Israelites were frightened and said to Samuel, "Don't stop praying to the Lord for us, so he will save us." Samuel offered a lamb as a burnt offering and cried out to God. Just as the Philistines advanced, God sent a loud thunderstorm that threw their army into confusion.
The
Israelites charged after them and won a great victory.
Between your descendants and mine,
Samuel set up a large stone as a memorial and called it Ebenezer, which means stone of hope. He said, "The Lord has helped us this far." From that time on, the Philistines left Israel alone as long as Samuel led them. Years passed, and Samuel became old. He made his sons judges over Israel, but unlike Samuel, his sons were dishonest and took bribes. The people were unhappy and came to Samuel with a bold request.
I finished it just in time.
"We want a king to rule over us,
just
like the other nations
have." Thank you, Hannah.
This saddened Samuel. He prayed to God, saying,
"That I may give
the people are rejecting me as their leader." But God replied, "They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me as their king. Do what they ask, but warn them what having a king will mean." Samuel called the people together and said, "If you choose to have a king, he will take your sons to serve in his army and fields. He will take your daughters to work for him. He will take the best of your crops and animals for himself. You will regret this decision." But the people insisted, "We want a king. We want to be like other nations." God told Samuel to give them what they wanted. "Listen to their voice
there
and appoint
is but
a
step
king for them,"
between
he said.
Me and
in a
death.
Small town in the tribe of Benjamin, there lived a young man named Saul. He was tall and handsome,
shoot the arrows.
Taller
if
than
call
anyone
out, they
else
are beyond
in Israel.
You, then go, for the Lord
one day,
has sent you away.
Saul's father, Kish,
be careful, my
lost
friend.
Some donkeys and sent Saul and a servant to find them. They searched for days but couldn't find the donkeys. Finally, Saul's servant said, "There's
father,
a man of God
why
in this
should
town.
David die?
Let's
he has
ask
done
him
nothing
for help."
Wrong.
The
silence.
Man they found was Samuel.
You are a disgrace.
God had
to
already
your crown.
Told Samuel, "Tomorrow I will send you a man from Benjamin. Anoint him as king over Israel." When Samuel saw Saul, God said, "This is the man I told you about." Samuel invited Saul to eat with him and later poured oil on his head. He said,
"Because you have rejected
the Lord
has
chosen
has
you to lead
you.
His people.
I have sinned, but honor
you will
me
save
now.
Them from their enemies."
The Lord has torn
Saul
the kingdom
was shocked.
From you this day.
"Why me?" he asked. "I'm from the smallest tribe in Israel." Samuel gathered all the tribes of Israel at Mizpah to publicly choose the king. Lots were cast,
faith
and the tribe of Benjamin was
come.
Chosen. Then the family of Kish was chosen, and finally Saul himself.
Speak, Lord, for
but
your
when they looked for
listening.
Saul, he was
you
nowhere to be found.
Foolishly.
He
now
was hiding among the supplies, too nervous to come forward. The people brought him out, and
Samuel
said, "Here is the man the Lord has chosen.
Samuel.
There is no one like him." The people
speak.
Shouted,
for
long
your
live the king.
Is listening.
Saul began his rule as Israel's first king. At first, he was humble and listened to Samuel's guidance. The people were hopeful that Saul would lead them to victory and peace. Not long after Saul became king, a crisis arose in Israel. The Ammonites, a neighboring enemy, surrounded the town of Jabesh-Gilead. Their leader, Naash, made a cruel demand. "If you want peace, each of you must let me gouge out your right eye, then I'll let you live." The people of Jabesh-Gilead were horrified. "Give us 7 days
to
send for help," they pleaded. "If no one comes to rescue us, we'll surrender." Naash agreed, thinking no one would save them. The messengers hurried to Saul's town and told everyone what had happened. When Saul heard the news, the Spirit of God came upon him, and he was filled with righteous anger. He cut up a pair of oxen into pieces and sent them throughout Israel with a warning. "This is what will happen to your oxen if you don't come and fight."
That's impossible.
People rallied behind Saul. He gathered 330,000 men and led them into battle. They attacked the Ammonites at dawn and completely defeated them. The people of Jabesh-Gilead were saved, and Saul's leadership was celebrated.
The Lord is our God.
After the victory,
praise him,
some people
for
said,
he is good.
"Let's punish those
his
who doubted Saul could be king."
Forever.
But Saul replied, "No one will be punished today, for the Lord has rescued Israel." This moment united the Israelites, and they went to Gilgal to officially crown Saul
scatter
as their king. They
to
celebrated with sacrifices and rejoiced in God's deliverance. As Saul began his reign,
and so
Samuel addressed the people one last time
Ebenezer,
as their judge.
The
he
stone
said,
of help.
"I have done my duty before you and God.
You
have I ever cheated or wronged
God,
anyone?"
Who himself
the people
saved
replied,
you from all your calamities
"No,
and your
you
distresses.
Have not wronged us or
the
cheated
Lord
us."
The Lord anoints you
Samuel
to be the leader
continued,
over his inheritance.
"The Lord has been faithful to you,
may you
but you
govern
have turned
his
away from him
Israel.
Many times.
Now
you
have
a king
chosen
as you asked.
You.
But
to
remember,
deliver the people.
If you and your king follow God, he will bless you. If you turn away, his hand
how long will
be
you
against
be drunk?
You.
Put away your wine.
To show God's
oh,
power,
Lord,
Samuel called on the Lord, and
I
a thunderstorm came, even though it was the dry season. The people were terrified and said, 'Pray to the Lord for us, so we won't die.' Samuel reassured them, 'Don't be afraid.
Them.
Serve the Lord with all your heart, and he will not abandon you. As for me, I will continue to pray for you and teach
no
you the right way.'" Saul's reign started
today.
Well, but trouble soon came. The Philistines gathered a massive army to fight Israel
in burnt
with thousands of chariots and soldiers. The Israelites
behold,
were terrified and hid in caves, thickets, and even cisterns. Samuel had
the
told
Lord
Saul to wait 7 days for him to come and offer a sacrifice
heart.
To seek God's favor. But as the days passed, Saul grew impatient. His
Amalekites.
Army was shrinking
spare
as frightened soldiers
no
ran away. On the seventh day, with Samuel
take
still
Agag
not
away.
There,
the
Saul decided
the
to offer the sacrifice
we have
himself.
To sacrifice to
as
the
soon
Lord.
As Saul finished, Samuel arrived. He was angry
to obey
and said,
is better than sacrifice.
"What have you done?"
Because
Saul
you have
replied,
rejected the word of
the men
Lord.
Were leaving,
he has
and you didn't come
you
on time.
King.
I had to do it. Samuel said,
pouring
"You acted
out
foolishly.
Her soul
you did not obey God's
Lord.
Command. Now your kingdom will not last." The Lord has chosen someone after his own heart to be king.
So shall
Saul remain king. This was the beginning of his downfall. Saul's son Jonathan was a brave warrior.
Why,
one day,
Lord,
he and his young armor-bearer decided to attack a Philistine outpost. Jonathan said, "Let's go. Perhaps the Lord will act on our behalf. Nothing can stop him from saving, whether by many or by few." The two of them climbed up a steep hill to the Philistine camp. Jonathan attacked, and his armor-bearer followed, defeating about 20 men. Panic spread among the Philistines, and even the ground shook. The Philistines began to flee.
You cannot
when
enter.
Saul saw the confusion, he
My
led his army
David
into battle,
is gravely ill.
And the Israelites won a great victory. But Saul made
Guards,
a foolish decision that day.
To your posts.
He declared, "No one
Find
may eat
David
until evening, so we can finish defeating
alive.
Our enemies." Jonathan,
Go in
who hadn't heard his father's order,
and may the God of
ate
Israel
some honey he found in the forest.
Request.
When Saul found out, he was ready
Rest
to punish
assured,
Jonathan,
David, I will
but
not
the soldiers
harm you.
Intervened.
I have sworn an oath.
Jonathan brought us this victory,
the king,
they said.
He's throwing the spear.
He must
Run,
not die.
Father,
God gave
to
Saul
me.
A clear command.
David is loyal.
Attack
Why
the Amalekites and completely
what
destroy everything they have. Men, women, children,
like
and
this.
Animals. Leave nothing alive.
Be strong, Jonathan.
This was a judgment on the Amalekites for their wickedness. Saul led his army and defeated the Amalekites, but he didn't fully obey. He spared their king, Agag, and kept the best sheep and cattle, claiming they were for sacrifices to God. When Samuel arrived, he was furious. "What is this bleating of sheep I hear?" he asked. Saul tried to explain, "I obeyed the Lord, but the people kept the best animals to sacrifice
An
to him."
An elderly East
Samuel
Asian
replied,
woman looks at the
Does
outward
the Lord
appearance,
delight in sacrifices
but the Lord
as much as
looks
obeying
at the
his
heart.
Voice? To obey is better than sacrifice. Because you rejected God's command, he has rejected you as king. Samuel turned to leave,
Arise,
but Saul
anoint
grabbed
him,
his robe,
for this
tearing it.
Is he.
Samuel said, "The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you and given it to someone better than you."
I will
Samuel
call
then
you
called
Samuel,
for Agag and executed
for
him,
God has heard
completing
me.
God's command. After this,
Why
Samuel never saw Saul again. He mourned for Saul, but God told him, "I have
him
rejected Saul.
To me.
It's time to
Why
anoint
tremble,
a new king."
Men?
After God rejected Saul,
we cannot fight
he told
him, my
Samuel
king.
To go to Bethlehem to
we
anoint
are
a new king. Samuel was nervous.
Do not
if
worry
Saul
about
hears
this
about
Philistine.
This, he will kill
I will
me,
go and
he
fight
said.
Him.
But God instructed him to take a sacrifice and invite Jesse,
I went after the
a man
lion,
from Bethlehem,
struck it,
to the
and
sacrifice.
Rescued the lamb.
When Samuel
and when the
arrived,
bear attacked the flock,
Jesse brought
I
his
rose
sons
up and
before
killed
him.
It as well.
The first son,
I
Eliab,
cannot go
was
with
tall
these,
and strong,
or I am not
and
used
Samuel
to them.
Thought,
they are too heavy.
Surely this is the one the Lord has chosen. But God said, "Do not consider his appearance or height. People look at the outward appearance, but I look at the heart." Jesse brought seven
Do you
of his
think
sons,
I am a dog
but God
that
did
you
not
come
choose
at me
any
with
of them.
Sticks.
Samuel
come here,
asked,
boy, and I will
"Are these
give your
all the sons
the
you
birds.
Have?" Jesse replied,
you come against me
"There
with
is
sword
still the youngest,
spear,
David, but he is
but
out tending the sheep."
You in the name
when David
of the Lord
was brought
Almighty.
In, he was young and handsome, but it was his heart that pleased God. The Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. This is the one." Samuel poured oil
pray,
on David's head,
and I have dedicated him to the
day,
Lord as long as he lives.
The spirit of the Lord came
you,
powerfully upon him.
May he fulfill
Not long
your
after, the Israelites the faced the Philistines again. The two armies
Victory!
Camped on opposite hills with a valley in between. The Philistines had a champion
Saul
named Goliath, a giant
thousand,
over 9 feet tall. He wore heavy armor and carried a massive spear. Every day for 40 days, Goliath came out
David
and mocked the Israelites,
thousands.
Shouting,
but to
"Choose
me,
a man to fight me.
Thousands.
If he wins, we will be your slaves. But if I
May
win,
the Lord be
you will be our
between
slaves."
You and me.
King Saul
and, between
and
your
the Israelites
and
were terrified.
Forever.
No one dared to fight Goliath. One
By
day, Jesse sent
me,
David to the battlefield to bring
David
food to his brothers,
I
who
am
were
humbled,
soldiers.
My Lord,
when David
and
arrived,
I shall serve
he
Israel.
Heard Goliath's challenge. "Who is this Philistine who dares to defy the armies of the living God?" David asked. His brother scolded him, but David insisted
shepherd,
he could fight Goliath. Saul heard
want.
About David and sent for
he
him. David said, "Don't worry about this Philistine.
See the
I will fight him."
Here?
It's
Saul
so
replied,
soft. Thank you,
"You're
Hannah.
Just a boy, and he's a warrior." But David
come
said,
to me, that I
"I've killed lions and bears while protecting my father's
sword,
sheep.
But
the Lord who
the
saved
the
me
Lord
then
Almighty.
Will save me now." Saul gave David his armor, but it was too big and heavy. Instead, David took his sling and 5 smooth stones from a stream. He went out to meet Goliath.
You are
Goliath
safe here
laughed
now.
When he Saul saw David.
My life, you need a
Am
father.
I a dog that you come I at me with
you.
Sticks? David replied, You come with a sword and spear, but I come in the name of the Lord Almighty. Today he will deliver you into my hands. David slung a stone that struck Goliath in the forehead. The giant fell face down, and David ran
there
to him.
There is but a step
took
between
Goliath's
me
sword
and death.
And cut off his head. The Philistines fled in fear, and the Israelites chased them, winning a great victory.
If I call
After
out,
David's
they are
victory
beyond you,
over
go,
Goliath,
the Lord has sent
he
you
became
away.
A hero in Israel.
Be
Saul
careful,
made him
friend.
A commander in the army, and David won many battles. The people loved him, and women sang, Saul has killed thousands, but David
Father,
has killed tens
why
of thousands.
David die?
This song
he has
made Saul
wrong.
Furious.
Silence.
They credit David
you
with
are
tens
a
of thousands,
to your crown.
But me with only thousands. What more can he get but the kingdom? From that day, Saul watched David closely. An evil spirit began to trouble Saul, and David was brought to play his harp to soothe him. But one day Saul became so jealous that he threw his spear at David,
because
trying
you have
to kill him.
Rejected the word of the Lord.
David
he has
dodged,
rejected you.
But Saul's jealousy only
now.
Grew. Saul even tried to trap David by offering him his daughter Michal in marriage. He thought, I'll send David to fight the Philistines and they will kill him. But David succeeded in every mission, and Saul's daughter fell in
Faith
love with him.
Shapes
David married
come.
Michal, but Saul's hatred for him deepened. Saul told
Speak
his son
Lord,
Jonathan
servant
and his servants to kill David.
You have acted
but Jonathan
foolishly.
Loved David and
now
warned
your
him,
kingdom will
My
not
father
endure.
Is trying to kill you. Go hide, and I will talk to him. Jonathan
Samuel.
Spoke to Saul and said, David has done nothing
Samuel.
Wrong. He risked his life to kill Goliath.
Speak,
and God gave Israel
for your
a great victory
is
through
listening.
Him. Why would you harm an innocent man? Saul listened and promised not to harm David. But his promise didn't last. Soon Saul tried to kill David again. David fled to his house. But Saul sent men to watch him and kill him in the morning.
It is the
Lord. Michal helped David escape by lowering
him
through a window. She placed an idol in his bed and told the man he was sick. When Saul discovered David was gone, he was furious. David fled
why
to Samuel, and they
food.
Stayed together
Hannah,
in Ramah.
Why is your
David
heart
met
so
with
grieved?
Jonathan and said,
Am I not better to
What have
than
I done?
Ten sons?
Why is your father trying to kill me? Jonathan replied,
Why are we losing?
Never. My father tells me everything, and he would have told me this.
What is that like?
But David insisted,
it is their God.
Your father knows we are friends. He's hiding his plans from you. I swear there's only a step between me and death. Jonathan said, Whatever you want me to do, I will do. David devised a plan. Tomorrow
what?
Is the
no.
new moon festival.
No.
I will
That's
hide
impossible.
In the field. And if your father notices I'm not at the feast, tell him I asked to visit my family.
Dagon
if he is angry,
fallen.
You'll know he wants to kill me. Jonathan agreed and promised to warn David. He said,
The Lord
Go in
is
peace,
our God.
For we have sworn
Praise
friendship
him,
in the name
for he
of the
is
Lord.
Good.
At the feast,
His mercy
Saul noticed David's
forever.
Absence and became furious. When Jonathan defended David, Saul threw his spear at him. Jonathan left in anger and went to the field
Lord,
to warn David. The two friends wept
Scatter
and said goodbye. Jonathan
Lord,
said,
charge!
Go in peace.
The
Lord is
ours.
Witness between you and me and between
and
your
so
descendants forever.
I name this stone
David fled from
Ebenezer,
Saul and arrived in
the
town
stone of
Nob,
help.
Where the tabernacle of the Lord was located.
You have
there he met Ahimelech the priest.
God,
Ahimelech was surprised to see David alone and asked,
and your
Why are you here
the Lord
by yourself?
Anoints you to be
David,
the leader over
not
his
wanting
inheritance.
To reveal the truth about fleeing from Saul,
May you govern
said,
his people Israel.
I'm on a secret mission from
the
king.
Lord has chosen
My men
you
are nearby
to
and
deliver
we need
the
food.
People.
Do you have anything to eat? Ahimelech replied, I only have
How
the consecrated bread
Put
from
away
the tabernacle.
Your wine.
No, my
it's
Lord.
Meant for the priests,
I am a woman
but if your men have kept
troubled.
Themselves pure, they may
wine.
Eat it. David assured him they were pure, so Ahimelech gave him the bread. Then David said, Do you have a weapon? I had to. He left
we
quickly, not
them.
Even grabbing my sword. Ahimelech said the only
victory.
Weapon there was the sword of Goliath, whom you killed. David took the sword,
no
saying there was none like it.
Put to death
but nearby
today.
Was a man named Doeg, one of Saul's servants, who saw
as
everything.
The Lord has great
when Saul heard that David had been seen in Nob,
voice.
He summoned
Behold,
Ahimelech and all the priests to confront
than
them.
Sacrifice.
Why have you helped my enemy? Saul demanded.
The Lord has
Ahimelech replied, David is your
heart.
Servant, loyal and brave. He has always done
God
what you asked.
You to
How could I know he
Amalekites.
Was fleeing from you?
Spare
but
no
Saul,
one.
Consumed by jealousy and rage, ordered
away.
His guards to kill the
priests.
Best
of the flocks and
the guards
herds
refused,
we have saved to sacrifice
fearing
to
the Lord.
Lord.
Then Saul turned to Doeg, who had
to
witnessed David's visit.
Than sacrifice.
Doeg carried out
because
Saul's orders and killed
the word
85
of the Lord.
Priests.
He, has rejected
he also
you
attacked
as king.
The town of Nob, killing its people and animals.
Pouring
One priest,
out her soul,
Abiathar,
soul to the
escaped
Lord.
And fled to David. He told David what had happened.
As your sword
David was
has
heartbroken
made women
and
childless.
Said, I'm responsible
so
for the deaths of your family.
Childless among
Stay with
women.
Me, and I will protect you. David continued to hide in the wilderness.
Why,
but news
Lord,
came to
why?
Him that the Philistines were attacking the town of Keilah. David asked God,
darkness,
should I go and help
Saul.
Them? God answered, go
you.
And you will save Keilah. David and his men attacked the Philistines and rescued the town. But when Saul heard David was in Keilah, he said, God has delivered him into my hands, for he is in a town with gates and bars. David prayed again, asking God, will the people of Keilah hand me over to Saul?
You God cannot replied, enter.
Yes, they will.
My husband,
so David and his
is gravely
men,
ill.
Now about 600 strong, left Keilah and
Guards,
moved from place to place to avoid
to
Saul.
Posts.
David hid in the wilderness
Find
of Ziph,
David and bring him
but
to
the
me
Ziphites
dead
betrayed
or alive.
Him, telling Saul where David
Go
was.
Go in peace.
Saul pursued David
and may
relentlessly,
the God of Israel grant
but God protected
your request.
Him. At one point, Saul's army was
Rest
closing
assured,
in on David,
I will not
but just
you.
As they were about
I have
to capture
sworn
him,
an oath.
A messenger came
the
to
king.
Saul. Saying, the Philistines are attacking. Saul broke off his pursuit to deal with the Philistines, giving David time to escape. David named the place the Rock of Escape because God had saved him there. After dealing with the Philistines, Saul resumed his hunt for David. He took 3,000 men and searched the wilderness of En-Gedi, where David and his men were hiding in caves. One day, Saul entered a cave to rest, not knowing David and his men were deeper inside. David's men whispered, This is your chance. God has delivered your enemy into your hands. David crept up to Saul and cut off a corner of his robe. But then David felt guilty.
An elderly
the Lord forbid
East
that
Asian
I harm his
looks
anointed
at the outward
king,
appearance.
He said. David
but the Lord
held back his
looks
men
at the
and
heart.
Let Saul leave the cave. After Saul left, David came out and called to him, My Lord the King! Saul turned, and David bowed down.
Arise,
David said,
anoint him,
Why do you listen to those who say, I want to harm you? Look, today the Lord gave you into my hands, but I spared your life. I could have killed you, but I will not
Samuel,
harm the Lord's anointed.
For God has
Saul was moved
me.
And said, You are more
Why
righteous than I.
You
have treated me well, but I have
Choose
treated you badly. I know you will be king someday. Promise me you will not
Why
harm
do you tremble,
my family.
Man?
David made the promise,
we cannot
and Saul
fight
went
him,
home,
my king.
But David stayed
we are
in the wilderness,
afraid.
Knowing Saul's jealousy would return.
Do not worry
After
about
Saul
this
returned home,
I will go
David
and
his
him.
Men moved to the wilderness of Man. In that area lived a wealthy
I went
man
after
named
the lion,
Nabal,
struck it,
who owned
and
many sheep
the lamb.
And goats.
And
Nabal was harsh and mean,
flock,
but his wife Abigail
well.
Was kind and wise.
I
During
cannot
the
go
sheep shearing season,
or I am not
David
used to
sent
them.
Some of his men to ask Nabal for food. We've protected your shepherds and flocks while we've been in the wilderness. Could you please share some food with us? They asked politely. Nabal replied rudely,
Do you think
Who
I
is this
a
David?
Dog
Why should I give my food
sticks.
And water to
come
him?
Here, boy,
when
and
David
I will
heard
give
this,
flesh
he was
to the
furious.
Birds.
Strap on
you
your
come
swords,
against me with sword,
he told his men.
Spear.
We're going to teach
but I
Nabal
come
a lesson.
You in the name
but
of
one
the
of
Lord
Nabal's
Almighty.
Servants ran to Abigail and told her what had happened. David's men were kind to us, but Nabal insulted them. Now David is coming to attack us.
For this child,
Abigail
I prayed,
acted quickly.
I have dedicated
she
him
loaded
to the
donkeys
Lord as long
with food,
as he lives.
The Lord
bread,
bless you, my daughter.
Wine, roasted
May he fulfill
grain,
your petition.
And cakes of figs
the Lord
and went
has
to meet David.
Them into our
when
hands.
She saw him, she
Victory!
Bowed low and said, Please don't pay attention to my husband Nabal. He's a fool,
Saul
as his name means.
His
I didn't see your men, or I would have helped them. Please accept this gift and forgive us. Don't let anger lead you to bloodshed.
To David,
David was impressed by Abigail's
me,
wisdom. He said,
thousands.
Praise God for sending you to stop
May
me.
May the Lord be
You've kept me from
you
doing
me.
Something wrong.
And between your descendants
David
and mine
David accepted the food
forever.
And turned back. When Abigail returned home,
by the authority
Nabal was holding
me,
a feast
I
and was too
name
drunk
David,
to listen to her. The next morning,
humbled,
Abigail
Lord,
told him
and
what
I
had
shall
happened.
Serve Israel.
Nabal was so shocked that his heart failed, and he died 10 days later. When David heard the news, he said, "The Lord has repaid Nabal for his evil." He sent for Abigail and married her. Saul's jealousy flared up again, and he took 3,000 men to hunt David in the wilderness of Ziph. David and his men were hiding nearby and saw where Saul and his army were camped. That night, David and Abishai, one of his men, crept into Saul's camp. Saul and his soldiers were fast asleep, and his spear was stuck in the ground beside him. Abishai whispered, "This is your chance. Let me pin him to the ground with one strike."
"Welcome,
David." But David stopped him.
"You are safe here
now. We must not harm the Lord's anointed king. Let God deal with him in his own time." Instead, David took Saul's spear and water jug and left the camp. When they were at a safe distance, David called out to Saul's commander, "Abner, why didn't you protect the king? Someone came into your camp to harm him. Look,
there is
here
but a
is
step
the king's spear and
me
water jug."
And death.
Saul woke up and recognized David's voice. David said,
"Hide
why
there.
Are you
I
chasing
shoot
me?
Arrows.
What
if
have I
call
done?
Out, they are beyond you.
Look,
then go, for the
I could have
Lord
killed you, but I spared
I
your life." Saul
careful,
was moved again and said, "I have sinned. You are a better man than I. May you be blessed, David. You will do great things."
Father,
but David knew Saul's
David
heart
die?
Wasn't truly changed.
He has done nothing wrong.
He went his way,
silence.
And Saul returned home.
You are a disgrace.
David realized
to your
that
crown.
As long as he stayed in Israel, Saul would keep hunting him. So he decided to go to the land of the Philistines, Israel's enemies. David and his 600 men, along with their families, went to Achish, the king of Gath. Achish welcomed David, thinking, "David must hate
because
Saul and Israel
the word
now.
Of the Lord. He, has
he will
rejected
be loyal
you.
To me." Achish
me
gave David the town of Ziklag,
the Lord has torn the
where David and his
day.
Men lived for over a year. During this time, David pretended to serve the Philistines but secretly attacked their enemies, such as the Amalekites. He made sure no one was left alive
faith
to report back to Achish.
To come.
When Achish asked, "Where did you raid today?" David would say,
"Speak, Lord,
against
for
the people of Judah.
Listening.
To make Achish believe he was fighting against
now
Israel.
Your kingdom will
Achish
not
trusted
endure.
David completely and even planned to make him his personal bodyguard. But David
Samuel.
Was cleverly avoiding harming his own people while building his strength.
Samuel.
As the Philistines gathered their forces for
speak
a major battle against
for
Israel,
your servant
Saul
is
was
listening.
Filled with fear. He prayed to God for guidance, but God did not answer him, neither through dreams, prophets, nor the Urim,
the
a sacred tool used by priests. Desperate, Saul decided
Lord,
to seek out a medium,
I will judge
even though he had
forever.
Previously banned all
Lord.
Such practices in obedience
let him do
to God's
what seems
law.
Good.
Saul disguised
he
himself
is the
and
Lord.
Went to a woman in Endor
let
who was
him
known
do
for
what is
spirits.
Good in his eyes.
He said, "Consult a spirit for me and bring
why
up the one
weep?
I name."
Eat the, food.
The woman hesitated.
Hannah, why is your
you know
heart
Saul
so
has
grieved?
Outlawed this.
Am I not
why are you trying
to
trap
ten
me?
Sons?
Saul swore an oath. No harm will come to you.
Why are we losing?
He then asked her to summon the spirit of Samuel. When Samuel appeared, the woman
like?
Was shocked and realized
God.
Her visitor was Saul. "Why have you disturbed me?" Samuel's spirit asked. Saul replied, "I am in great distress. The Philistines
the
are attacking,
captured.
And
what
God has turned
God
away from
Israel?
Me. What should I do?"
No.
Samuel
no.
said,
"That's impossible.
The Lord has departed from you because you disobeyed him. Tomorrow you and your sons will join me
look,
in death,
Dagon
and Israel
fallen.
Will fall to the Philistines." Terrified, Saul fell to the ground. The woman urged
pieces.
Him to eat something,
the Lord
and after
is
much persuasion,
God.
He
praise
ate before returning to his camp.
Good.
While Saul prepared
his
for his final battle,
forever.
David faced his own challenges. Achish, the Philistine king, planned to take David and his men into battle against Israel. But the other
Lord,
Philistine commanders objected.
Scatter
what if David turns against
Lord.
Us during the battle?
The
he's the one they sing
now.
About. Saul has killed thousands and,
so
and David tens of
I
thousands.
I name this stone
they argued.
Ebenezer.
Reluctantly,
the stone
Achish
of
told
help.
David, "You have been loyal to me,
you
but the other commanders don't trust
your God,
you. You must return to Ziklag and stay out of the battle." David obeyed, though
the
he
Lord
likely
anoints
felt relieved.
To be the leader
he
over
returned
his
to Ziklag with his men. Only to find
may
disaster
you
waiting
his people,
for him.
Israel.
When David and his men
the Lord
arrived
has
in
chosen
Ziklag,
you
they found
to deliver
the town
the
burned to the ground. The Amalekites had raided while they were away, taking their
how
wives,
will you be drunk?
Children,
put away your
and
wine.
Belongings.
No, my Lord.
David and his
I
men wept until they had
troubled.
No strength
I have
left.
Not been drinking
some
wine.
Of David's men were so angry that they talked about stoning him. But David found strength in the Lord. He prayed, Shall I pursue the raiders?
Will I overtake them?
God answered, pursue them. You will certainly overtake them and rescue everyone. David set out with 600 men, but 200 were too exhausted to continue and stayed behind. The others found an Egyptian slave who had been abandoned by the Amalekites. The man guided David to the Amalekite camp, where they were celebrating with their plunder. David and his men attacked and defeated the Amalekites. They rescued their families and recovered everything that had been taken. David even shared the plunder with the 200 men who had stayed behind, saying, the share of those who stay with the supplies is the same as those who go into battle. This act of fairness strengthened David's bond with his men and showed his wisdom as a leader. Meanwhile, Saul and his sons faced the Philistines on Mount Gilboa. The battle was fierce, and the Israelites were overwhelmed. Saul's sons, including Jonathan, were killed. Saul himself was critically wounded by archers. Not wanting to be captured and humiliated by the Philistines, Saul said to his armor bearer, draw your sword and kill me. But the armor bearer was too afraid. So Saul took his own sword and fell. When the armor bearer saw Saul was dead, he also took his own life. The Philistines found Saul's body the next day. They cut off his head and displayed his armor in their temple, mocking Israel. But brave men from Jabesh Gilead retrieved Saul's body and gave him a proper burial, remembering how he had once saved their town. Thus ended the reign of Saul, Israel's first king, and the stage was set for David to take the throne. After the battle on Mount Gilboa, David returned to Ziklag.
My husband, David,
on the third
is gravely
day,
ill.
A man arrived from Saul's camp. His clothes were torn, and he had dust on his head, a sign of mourning. The man fell at David's feet and said, I have escaped from the Israelite camp. David asked,
may the God of
what
Israel
happened?
Tell
me.
Your request.
The man replied, the Israelites fled,
assured,
and many
David,
were killed.
I will not harm
Saul and
I
his son Jonathan are dead. David pressed him for details, and the man claimed,
Run,
I happened to be
Listen
on Mount Gilboa.
David
Saul was leaning on his spear, wounded, and
he
begged me to kill him to end his suffering. So I killed him and brought his crown and armband to you. David was horrified.
Be strong, Jonathan.
He and his men tore their clothes in grief. They mourned and fasted for Saul, Jonathan, and the fallen Israelites. Then David said to the man, why weren't you afraid to lift your hand against the Lord's anointed? David ordered one of his men to strike the messenger down, saying, your own words condemn you. That day David composed a lament for Saul and Jonathan, known as the Song of the Bow. He sang, how the mighty have fallen.
An elderly
Jonathan's
East
love
Asian
for
woman
me
looks
was
at
wonderful,
the outward appearance,
more than the love of women.
But the Lord
Saul
looks
and
at
Jonathan,
the heart.
Beloved and lovely, in life and in death they were not divided. After mourning Saul and Jonathan, David asked the Lord,
arise,
should I go up to one of the towns of Judah?
For this
God replied,
he.
Go to Hebron. David went to Hebron with his family and his men. There, the tribe of Judah anointed him
Samuel,
as their king. David
God
ruled
has
over
heard
Judah
me.
For 7 years and 6 months.
Why have
but
you
Saul's
come
commander,
up
Abner,
battle?
Made Ishbosheth, Saul's son, king over the other tribes of Israel. This
Why
caused
tremble,
division,
men?
As the nation was now split between
we
those loyal
fight
to
him,
David and those loyal to Ishbosheth.
We are afraid.
As time passed, there was a long war between
Do
the house of Saul and
Philistine.
The house of David.
I will
David
go and
grew
fight
stronger
him.
While Ishbosheth's kingdom grew weaker. Abner,
I went
Saul's
after
former
the lion,
commander,
struck it,
became frustrated
the
with Ishbosheth.
When the bear
One day,
the flock,
Ishbosheth
I
accused Abner
killed
of disloyalty.
Well.
Offended,
I cannot
Abner
go with
said,
these, for I,
I will
not
hand
used
the
them.
Kingdom over to
they
David.
Are too heavy.
Abner sent messengers to David, saying, let's make an agreement, and I will bring all Israel under your rule. David agreed but demanded that his wife Michal, Saul's daughter,
Do you think I
be
am
returned
a dog
to him.
That you
Michal
come
was
at me
taken
with
from her current husband
here, boy,
and brought to David.
And I will give your flesh
Abner
to
then
the birds.
Met with the elders of Israel and persuaded them to support David.
And spear,
You've wanted David as king for years,
in the name
he
of
said.
The Lord Almighty.
Now is the time. While Abner was working to unite Israel under David, two of Ishbosheth's men betrayed and killed him. They brought his head to David,
For this child
expecting
I prayed,
a reward,
and I have dedicated
but David
him
was
to the
furious.
Lord as long as he lives.
You killed an innocent
you,
man
daughter.
In his own
May
home,
he, fulfill your
he
petition.
Said.
The
he ordered the men to be
into
executed,
our hands.
Showing that Victory! He would not tolerate treachery. With Ishbosheth dead, the tribes of Israel
Saul
came to David in Hebron.
His thousands.
We are your own flesh and blood, they said. The Lord told you that you would shepherd his people and become their ruler. David was anointed king over all Israel, uniting the nation. He moved his capital to Jerusalem, which he captured from the Jebusites. Jerusalem became known as the city of David. David ruled for 40 years, 7 in Hebron and 33 in Jerusalem. After becoming king over all Israel, David wanted to bring the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. The Ark, which symbolized God's presence, had been kept in the house of Abinadab for many years. David gathered 30,000 men and went to bring the Ark to the new capital. The Ark was placed on a cart pulled by oxen, and Abinadab's sons, Uzzah and Ahio, guided it.
It's so soft.
As the procession moved,
thank you, Hannah.
David and the Israelites celebrated with songs, harps, tambourines, and cymbals.
You come with a sword.
The oxen stumbled, and Uzzah reached out to steady the ark and saw. The moment he touched it, God struck him dead because the ark was holy and no one was allowed to touch it. David was shocked and afraid.
Welcome, David.
He said,
you
how can the ark
now
of the Lord
Saul
come to me?
My life, you
instead of
father
bringing it to Jerusalem,
I fled to you.
He left it in the house of Obed-Edom for 3 months. The household of Obed-Edom was blessed because of the ark and saw. When David heard of these blessings, he decided to bring the ark to Jerusalem properly this time. The ark was carried by priests, as God had commanded.
There is
David
but a
danced
step
before
between
the Lord
me
with all his
death
might, wearing a simple linen ephod. The people rejoiced, but not
hide
everyone
there. I
will was
shoot
pleased.
The arrows. If
when
I call
David's
out, they
wife
are beyond
Michael,
you, then go.
Saul's
the Lord
daughter
has sent you away.
Saw him dancing. She was
be
embarrassed.
Careful, my friend.
She said, how the king of Israel has honored himself today, dancing like a fool. David replied, I was dancing
father,
before the Lord, who chose me
he
over
has
your
done
father.
Wrong.
I will
silence
celebrate him, and if
you
I seem undignified, so
crown
be it. One day after the ark was settled in Jerusalem, David said to the prophet Nathan, here I am, living in a house of cedar, while the ark of God is in a tent. Nathan initially told David to do whatever was in his heart. But that night God gave Nathan a message.
Because you have rejected the
tell
word of
David,
the Lord, he has rejected you.
Are you
I
the
have
one
sinned,
to build
me
a house?
Me
I have never lived
the
in
Lord
a house,
has torn the kingdom
but I have
from
moved
this
with
day
my people in a tent. Instead, I will build you a house. Your kingdom and throne will last forever. Nathan delivered this message, and David was overwhelmed with gratitude.
Faith shapes
he prayed,
what is to come.
Who am I, sovereign Lord, that you have brought me this far?
Speak,
you
Lord,
are great,
for your servant
and there is
listening
no one like you.
You have acted
let your
foolishly
name be praised forever.
Now your kingdom
this
will
promise
not
from
endure
God pointed to the coming of the Messiah, who would be a descendant of David
Samuel
and reign forever. With God's blessing, David
Samuel
achieved great military victories. He defeated
speak
the Philistines, the Moabites, and the king
listening
of Zobah, expanding Israel's territory. He captured vast amounts of gold, silver, and bronze and dedicated them to
the
Lord. David also established justice and righteousness in his kingdom. He appointed capable officials, including Joab as commander of the army and Jehoshaphat as recorder. Under David's leadership, Israel became a strong and prosperous nation. David remembered his promise to Jonathan to show kindness to his family. He asked,
is
there anyone left
grieved
of Saul's house to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's
sons
sake? A servant of Saul's family named Ziba told David about Mephibosheth, Jonathan's son, who was crippled in both feet. David
what
sent for Mephibosheth,
like
who came
God
before him in fear, bowing low. David said, don't be afraid. I want to show
and
you kindness for your father Jonathan's sake. You will always eat at my
captured
table, and I will restore
the
all the
Israel
land that belonged to your
what
grandfather
no
Saul.
No.
Mephibosheth
that's
was
impossible
overwhelmed and said, who am I that you should show such kindness to me? David
look
treated Mephibosheth
Dagon
like one of his
fallen
own sons, honoring the memory of his dear friend Jonathan. David wanted to show kindness to Hanan,
the, Lord is
the new
our
king
God
of the Ammonites,
praise
because
him,
Hanan's father had been
good
kind to him. David
his
sent messengers to express
forever
sympathy. But Hanan's advisors suspected the messengers were spies. They humiliated David's men by shaving off half their beards and cutting their clothes
Lord
at the waist. When
cry
David heard this,
scatter
he told his men
to
stay
Lord
in Jericho until
no
their beards grew back.
The
but he was
ours
angry. The Ammonites realized they
and
had
so
made David an enemy and hired Aramean soldiers
Ebenezer
to help them. David
the
sent Joab and his army to fight them. Joab cleverly
you
divided
have this
his
day
forces,
rejected your God,
and with God's help,
who himself
Israel
saved
defeated
you from
the
all
Ammonites
your calamities
and their allies.
And your distresses.
In the spring,
the Lord
when kings typically
to
went
be the
to
leader
war,
over his
David stayed in Jerusalem while his army fought
May
against
you govern
the Ammonites.
His people Israel.
One evening, David
the Lord
was walking
has chosen
on the roof of his palace
to deliver
and saw
the
a beautiful woman bathing. Her name was Bathsheba, and she was the wife of Uriah,
How long will you be drunk?
One of
Put
David's
away your
soldiers.
Wine.
No, my Lord.
David sent for Bathsheba, and they committed
troubled.
Adultery.
I have not been
when Bathsheba
wine.
Became pregnant, David tried to cover up his sin. He brought Uriah home from the battlefield, hoping he would spend time with his wife. But Uriah, being loyal
them.
To his comrades, refused to go home while the army
victory.
Was still fighting. Frustrated, David sent Uriah back to the battlefield with
no
a letter instructing Joab
to
place him in the
today.
Front lines where the fighting was fiercest. Uriah was killed in battle,
as the Lord
and David took Bathsheba
as
his wife.
As in obeying
but God
his
was
voice.
Displeased.
Behold,
God sent Nathan
to
confront David.
Than sacrifice.
Nathan told a story. There were two men in a town,
the Lord has
one rich
out a
and
man
one poor. The rich man had many sheep. But the poor man had only one lamb, which he loved like a daughter. One day,
Spare
the rich man
no
took
one.
The poor man's lamb to prepare a meal for a guest.
Take Agag
David
away.
Was furious.
The, best of
the man who did this deserves
to
die,
sacrifice to the
he
Lord.
Said. Nathan replied, You are the man.
To obey
you took Uriah's wife and had him killed.
Because you have rejected
now trouble
the word
will
of
come
the Lord.
To your house.
He has rejected
David
you as
was
king.
Brokenhearted and said, I have sinned against the
Pouring
Lord.
Out
Nathan
soul,
told him God had forgiven
the
him,
Lord.
But the child Bathsheba was carrying would die.
As
the child became ill,
women
and despite David's prayers
so
and fasting,
shall your mother
the baby
be childless
died.
Among
Later,
women.
Bathsheba gave birth to another son, Solomon, whom God loved.
Why, Lord,
David's family
why?
Was torn apart by a terrible incident involving his children. Amnon,
darkness,
David's
Saul,
eldest son, became obsessed with his half-sister
you.
Tamar, who was beautiful and kind. Amnon's obsession grew into something dark, and he confided in his cunning friend Jonadab. Jonadab suggested a deceitful plan. Pretend to be sick, he said. Ask your father to send Tamar to take care of you. Amnon followed this advice. When Tamar came
enter.
To care for him, he forced
My
himself
husband,
on
David,
her despite
is gravely
her pleading.
Ill.
Don't do this terrible thing. She cried.
Gods.
It's wicked. And
posts.
It will bring shame on both of us.
Find David
but Amnon
and bring him
ignored
to me,
her.
Dead or
Afterward,
alive.
Amnon's feelings turned
Go
to hatred.
Peel,
he drove Tamar
and may the God of Israel
out, leaving her
grant
devastated.
Your request.
Tamar tore her robe, put ashes on
Rest
her head,
assured, David,
and wept
I will
loudly.
Not harm you.
Her
I
brother
have sworn
Absalom
an oath.
Comforted her and said,
the king,
Stay with
he's
me.
Throwing the spear.
Don't let this
Run,
destroy
father.
You.
Listen
when
to
David
me.
Heard what
David
had happened,
is loyal.
He was
Why
furious
would you strike
but did
him?
Nothing
what
to punish Amnon. Absalom, however, nursed his anger in
like
silence
this.
And began plotting revenge.
Be strong,
Two
Jonathan.
Years later, Absalom invited all of David's sons to a feast. He instructed his servants, When Amnon is drunk, kill him. Don't be afraid. I am giving the order. During the feast, Absalom's servants carried out his command, and Amnon was killed. The other sons fled in fear, thinking Absalom might harm them too. When word reached David, he was heartbroken, believing all his sons had been killed. But soon he learned only Amnon had died.
Looks at the
Absalom fled to Geshur, where he stayed for 3 years.
But the Lord looks at the
heart. David mourned for Amnon, but longed to see Absalom again. Despite his grief, David struggled to reconcile his duty as king with his love as a father.
Arise,
After 3 years, Joab,
for this
David's commander,
he.
Convinced David to allow Absalom to return to Jerusalem. However, David refused to see him for 2 years.
I will call you Samuel.
Absalom lived in Jerusalem without meeting his
me.
Father. Frustrated,
Why
Absalom set Joab's field on fire
battle.
To get his attention.
Choose a man
when Joab
for yourselves,
came, Absalom said,
come down to me.
Why did you bring me back if I can't
tremble,
see the king?
Men?
Joab arranged a meeting,
we cannot
and
fight
Absalom
him, my
bowed
king.
Before David.
We are
the king
afraid.
Kissed him, signaling forgiveness,
Do
but
not
Absalom's
worry about
bitterness
this Philistine.
Lingered.
I will
began
go
to,
and fight him.
To undermine David's rule, Absalom would position himself by the city
I went
gates,
after the lion,
greeting those
it,
who came seeking justice
lamb.
From the king.
And when the bear
He'd say things
the flock,
like,
I
If only I were judge,
well.
I would give you justice.
I cannot go
Over
with
time,
these, or
Absalom
I am not used
skillfully
to them.
Won the hearts
they are
of the
too
people.
Heavy.
He then declared himself king in Hebron, raising an army with the intent of overthrowing David. Upon hearing about this rebellion, David fled Jerusalem with his loyal followers, leaving the city weeping. As David
sticks.
Fled,
here,
he encountered
boy,
both loyal friends and treacherous enemies. Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, brought supplies for David and falsely claimed that Mephibosheth had betrayed him by remaining in Jerusalem to support Absalom. David, unfortunately believing Ziba, gave him all of Mephibosheth's land. Later,
for
a man named Shimei from Saul's family cursed David,
him to the Lord
throwing
as long
stones
as he lives.
And shouting,
"The Lord bless you, my daughter.
You are getting what you deserve.
May he fulfill your
the
petition.
Lord has given the kingdom to Absalom because of your sins." David's men wanted to kill Shimei, but David stopped them, reasoning, "If God has told him to curse me, let him. Perhaps the Lord will see my suffering and repay me with good." Meanwhile, Absalom entered Jerusalem and seized
David
control.
Tens of
heeding the advice of Ahithophel, one of David's
thousands.
Former counselors, he further solidified
the Lord
his claim
be witness
to the throne.
Between you and me,
Ahithophel advised
between
Absalom
your descendants
to attack
and
David
mine
immediately,
forever.
Saying, "Let me take 12,000 men and strike him while
me,
he is weak.
I
will
David
kill only David and bring the rest
humbled,
of the people back to you." However, Absalom
Israel.
Also sought the counsel of Hushai, a loyal supporter of David who was pretending to serve Absalom. Hushai countered, "David
the
and his
Lord
men are fierce
shepherd,
warriors. If you attack now, you will surely
want.
Lose. Instead, gather all of Israel
down.
And lead the
I
attack
finished
yourself."
It just in time.
Absalom,
see the detail
swayed
here?
By
it's
Hushai's
so
plan,
soft.
Chose
you,
to give
Hannah.
David time to prepare. Hushai promptly sent
come
word to David through messengers, warning him to cross the Jordan
sword,
River immediately.
But I come in the
David
name of the
and
Lord
his followers
Almighty.
Escaped safely. Ahithophel, realizing his advice had been ignored and that the rebellion was doomed to fail, took his own life. David's army, led
welcome,
by Joab,
David.
Clashed with Absalom's forces
Saul
in the forest
life,
of Ephraim.
Father.
The battle was
I
fierce,
to you.
Resulting in the deaths of 20,000 men. As Absalom rode through the forest on his mule, his hair became tangled in the branches of a tree, leaving him hanging helpless. One of David's men saw Absalom in this predicament and reported it to Joab. Joab
there
rebuked the man for not killing
between
him,
me
but
and
the soldier
death.
Replied, "I would not harm the king's son, even for a reward.
Hide there.
The king commanded
the
us to protect
if I call
him."
Out, they are beyond
Joab,
you, then go,
disregarding
the Lord has
David's
sent you
explicit
away.
Order, killed Absalom
careful,
by thrusting three spears into his heart. Then he buried Absalom's body in a pit and covered it with stones. When news of Absalom's death reached David, he was overcome with inconsolable grief. He cried out, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son,
because you have
my son
the
Absalom,
word of the Lord, he has
if only
you.
I had
I
died
sinned,
instead of
honor
you."
Me now.
David's sorrow was so profound that Joab had to confront
day.
Him, saying, "You are shaming your men who risked their lives for you. Go out and encourage them, or you will lose their loyalty." David, pulling himself together, returned
faith
to his people.
Shapes what
after
is to
Absalom's
come.
Death, the nation was in turmoil. David's supporters
speak,
wanted him
Lord,
to return to Jerusalem
to
as king,
you have
but many tribes
foolishly.
Hesitated,
now
unsure of their loyalty after
endure.
Having supported Absalom. To encourage reconciliation, David sent a
Samuel.
Message to the elders of Judah, asking, "Why are you the last to bring me back as your king? You
speak,
are my own flesh and
for
blood."
Your servant is
the
listening.
Tribe of Judah responded quickly and invited David to return. As David journeyed back, he encountered several individuals who had
forever,
either wronged or supported him during Absalom's
knew.
Rebellion. Shimei,
thus
who had cursed
Lord,
David,
I will
begged
judge
for
his
forgiveness.
House forever.
David,
it is
showing
the Lord.
Mercy, said,
"Let him
you
do
shall
what
not
seems
die,
good.
And spared him."
He is the
Mephibosheth,
Lord.
Jonathan's
let
son,
him do what is
came to
good
meet David,
in his eyes.
Explaining that Ziba had deceived him. David,
why do you weep?
Attempting
eat the
to
food.
Settle the dispute,
Hannah, why
divided
is your heart
Saul's
so
land
grieved?
Between Ziba and
am
Mephibosheth.
I not better to you than
Barzillai,
ten sons?
An elderly man who had generously supported David during his exile,
why are we losing?
Came to bid farewell. David offered to care for him in Jerusalem,
what is
but
that
Barzillai
like?
Humbly
it
declined,
is their God.
Asking that his servant Chimam go in his place. David agreed, showing gratitude for Barzillai's kindness.
No,
even though David's return
they
was met
defeated.
With celebration, tensions
captured.
Remained between
Pop
the tribes
be the
of Israel,
Israel
and Judah,
what?
With arguments
no.
breaking out over
no.
who had the greater
that's
claim
impossible.
To the king. Not long after David's return, another rebellion arose.
Look,
a man named Sheba,
Dagon has fallen.
From the tribe of Benjamin, sounded a trumpet and declared, "We have no share in David,
pieces.
Every man to his
the
tent.
Lord is our God.
O Israel."
Praise
many
him,
Israelites followed Sheba,
good.
Leaving
his
David's kingdom divided
forever.
Once again. David acted swiftly, instructing his commander Amasa to assemble the army within 3 days. When Amasa failed to do so in time, David ordered Joab to pursue Sheba. Joab, still bitter about losing his position as commander, assassinated Amasa during the mission and resumed command of the army.
I named this stone
Joab and his forces relentlessly chased Sheba to the city of Abel Beth Maacah. Joab's men began preparing to destroy the city, but a wise woman called out from the walls, "Why are you attacking us?
We are peaceful and faithful to Israel over his inheritance."
Joab replied, "We are after Sheba, who has rebelled against the king.
The Lord
deliver
has chosen
him to us, and
to
we will leave the city in peace." The woman, through her wisdom and persuasion,
"How long will
convinced
you be
the people
put away
to
your
hand
wine
over Sheba.
No, my Lord.
His head was thrown over the wall, and the rebellion came to an abrupt
wine.
End. During David's reign, Israel suffered a devastating 3-year famine. David prayed, earnestly asking God why this was happening. The Lord revealed that it was because Saul had broken Israel's ancient treaty with the Gibeonites. David then inquired, "What can I do to make amends so that you will bless the Lord's inheritance?" The Gibeonites responded, "We have no claim on silver or gold from Saul or his house, nor do we seek revenge on Israel. However, they requested that 7 of Saul's male descendants be given to them to be executed." David agreed, sparing Mephibosheth because of his covenant with Jonathan. The 7 men were handed over, and the Gibeonites executed them. After this act of atonement, God answered Israel's prayers, and the famine finally ended. As David reflected on the entirety of his life and reign, he composed a song of praise to the Lord, celebrating God's unwavering deliverance and faithfulness. The song echoed his deep gratitude for God's constant protection in battle and his wise guidance through countless trials. "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer," he sang. "He rescued me from my enemies. Even when I was overwhelmed, he trained my hands for battle and made my feet like the feet of a deer. Who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God?" This powerful song served as a lasting testament to David's unwavering faith and enduring trust in God throughout his eventful life. David's final words were recorded as a solemn declaration of God's covenant with him. "The Spirit of the Lord speaks through me," he proclaimed. "His word is on my tongue. The God of Israel has made an everlasting covenant with me, ordered and secure in every way."
"You cannot enter."
David also honored his
my
mighty
husband,
warriors,
David is gravely
meticulously
ill.
Listing their heroic deeds. Among them were Jashabashabeth, who single-handedly killed 800 men in one battle.
"Find David and bring
Eliezer,
him to me, dead
who bravely
or alive.
Stood his ground against the Philistines when others
go
fled
in
terror. And Shammah, who valiantly
Israel
defended a field of lentils from a fierce enemy attack. These men were integral members of an elite group known as the 30, who loyally supported David throughout his entire reign. Near the end of his reign, David committed a significant error in judgment by ordering a census of Israel. Joab, his seasoned commander, vehemently warned him, "Why does the king want to do this? May the Lord multiply your troops without the need for an account." But David, stubbornly insisting on his decision, proceeded with the census. After it was completed, David was overcome with a profound sense of guilt and remorse. He fervently prayed, "I have sinned greatly, Lord. Please take away my guilt." God, in response, sent the prophet Gad to David with a choice of punishment. 3 years of devastating
famine, elderly East
3 months
Asian
of fleeing in terror from relentless enemies, or 3 days
Lord
of a deadly plague
the
sweeping
heart.
Through the land. David, in his wisdom, chose the plague reasoning, "Let us fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is great."
"Arise,
the plague swiftly swept through Israel, claiming the lives of 70,000 people. When the angel of the Lord reached Jerusalem, poised to unleash further destruction,
I will call you Samuel,
God relented and mercifully stopped
God
the devastation. David, deeply humbled by this experience, built an altar on the threshing floor of Araunah, offering heartfelt sacrifices to the Lord. The plague miraculously ended, and David learned a valuable lesson about the paramount importance of humility and unwavering trust in God's divine will.
"Do not worry about this Philistine. I will go and fight him. I went after the lion, struck it, and rescued the lamb. And when the bear attacked the flock, I rose up and killed it as well. I cannot go with these, for I am not used to them. They are too heavy.
Do you think I am a dog that you come at me with sticks? Come here, boy, and I will give your flesh to the birds.
You come against me with sword and spear, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty.